speak.
Dennis Freeman, I had a bunch of messages for you, but we had a system crash.
My God,
hey, stop that!
Come on, Gordon. You trying to get me into trouble?
Weren't you supposed to be in the test chamber half an hour ago?
No.
You'll just have to wait until after the test. Excuse me, Gordon, but I'm rather dizzy now. Hello, the sample was just delivered to the test.
Big day today, Freeman.
Good morning, Gordon. Ah, it's good to see you.
You got the wrong airlock, Mr. Freeman. You know I can't let you through here.
Greetings. Looks nominal.
The experiment.
Sensors activated. Vital sign. Activating automatic medical system. All right. Weren't you supposed to be in the test chamber half an hour ago?
Hey, sorry. Sorry, sir. I've got to stay at my post. Can we do this later? Sorry, I'm on duty, Mr.
Access.
Sorry, sir. I've got to stay at my post.
I can't be bothered right now.
Something is not right in this. There we go.
Oh no, not that.
Yes, I'm the tax man.
It
made it rough.
On the other hand, if I could, maybe I'd get that giant in George Bush's. So anxious to see me personally.
Just be thankful. I don't take it all.
Tax a novel cover. Yes, I don't know why they always I'm make those man. Novel covers so sensational. Right? Well, I tried to tell you all the things I'm that the happened. Tax like, surely the Ten Commandments.
I dig this.
Have you seen that
if
yet?
If you drive a truck, I'll tax the street. If you
Moses,
try to fix it,
Pharaoh, you know.
I'll tax the street.
And what?
And K-Rob?
If you get too cold.
And Moses?
K-Rob? No.
I'll tax the heat.
How do they...
take a walk. This is awful.
But how do they live? How do they do that ineffable je ne sais quoi?
Which say quoi are you talking about?
Jenny's. It's Jenny's say quoi. Well, I was trying to answer a question which you asked, but if you refuse to recognize that, I will not persist.
No, I would rather you answer that question. But would you answer a question for me? What question was that that was asked?
I was speaking to Puzzling Evidence, but he was wondering what was happening this weekend.
Happening. Yes, people want to know.
Several things.
Callers are calling
in. Yes, because something's always going on. The subtle, almost invisible processes of growth, which
and you've got the bird's eye lowdown on that, Dr. Howe.
The bird's eye avian aperture lowdown. That's right.
So what is happening, Dr. Howe?
Yeah, all this
many
about
are
how
dying
see,
and many are coming into the world.
In the treetop.
We see.
Did you do this like Frederick? No, not Frederick. What's his
the
name?
The polar bear
General
on its
Forrest.
Ice floe.
On the Confederate side, as he's charging toward a little area in Chickamauga, mm-hmm. sees an observation post in a tree, mm-hmm. which he's got to climb way up the pine tree and see everything's going on. So he charges the position, mm-hmm. and one of the bullets fired at him severs his horse's artery. He plugs that hole with his finger, runs up
like
to the bottom of the observation post, pulls his finger out, the horse drops dead. He lands on the ground and says, surrender. They do.
Did they watch that whole finger exercise?
Yes.
Sounds like your typical political
spin to me. This guy actually, in another battle earlier in the war, he's riding along and he finds himself in the middle of 30 or 40 Union infantry guys.
Can you believe that?
He's on a horse.
General Nathan Bedford Forrest.
That's the guy. And a musket is put against his back by one of the infantry guys and fired. It lifts him out of the saddle and lodges near his spine. He still fights his way out of the bluecoats, and on the way out, grabs a wounded guy and goes, and swings him behind him like a James Bond move, and all the guys going, and firing at him, hitting the wounded guy of their own.
Yeah, he's using...
He's going, and then just goes, all in real life.
Well, that's what we think, looking back now. But
didn't
you know,
that guy invent the Ku Klux Klan?
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
I mean, how can you believe it? Do you believe history?
I do.
That's a good question tonight. Do you believe history, or do you even know what history is? Do you even know what history is? Do you know that history started before you were born?
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. That's hard to believe.
My parents tried to get me into that.
So history started, huh?
History started before you were born. It's amazing to believe that anything significant happened before our lifetime, our collective lifetime, me and you and all the listeners in the 510 area code or elsewhere.
It is even so, as Dr. Drummond says.
So
and,
we still don't know
don't forget,
what's going
Monday nights,
on.
There's Ask Dr. Hell in big steel letters.
Yes, that's right. And we're going to illuminate the K-Rob sign. When the K-Rob radio signal plays, K-Rob will throw the special K-Rob knife switch that activates the K-Rob sign after so much trouble and turmoil, finally being hoisted into its place at 12 Galaxies on the transverse niche just above K-Rob's cockpit. Yes. You know, I've been trying to talk to K-Rob, trying to reach K-Rob, but I couldn't reach K-Rob. However, when I got home tonight, there on the kitchen table before me, the moment I turned on the light was what looked like an upended egg.
K-Rob.
It was a paperweight, and it was holding down the newspaper on which someone had scrawled, "Call Pepe." When you get home. Of course, it was 12:41 when I got home.
Me at all.
So I did call.
Yeah, what
but
happened to
Michael
him?
Pepe
just,
also
like, got
doesn't
a
answer the
and
phone.
Disappeared off of
so
the face
even though
of the
I
earth.
Called him, he wouldn't answer.
He doesn't
answer.
Care about us. He doesn't love us.
And he won't listen to the show and then call in. He doesn't repeat his classic position.
We were just talking about this, and I've not seen it yet.
Oh, that's the music?
The music to...
To Hamlet, the Kenneth Branagh version.
I got caught on YouTube the other night watching Much Ado About Nothing. I guess it's his version, too. They also
there's something creepy about that, to my understanding, but or maybe not to my understanding. It had its moments.
But something about it just creeped you out, right?
There was something that I was unable to join in with the appropriate enthusiasm that one should feel. You know, like Lieutenant Dogberry was just repulsive, and that's an interesting way to portray him, but he shouldn't be totally repulsive. And, of course, then you have the villain, Don John, played by that Shakespearean thespian, Keanu Reeves.
And in the opening scene, it seems to take place Keanu. In the early 1800s in France for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Keanu.
Sort of back in Matrix time, or maybe Crawl time.
Uh-huh.
But Crawl? It does have a scene where...
Did you ever see Crawl, huh?
Yeah, Crawl.
Did you waste like, money and go see that in the theater?
You mean like...
the big one-eyed, one-brow guy?
Robert Howard time?
It's not Robert Howard. It's totally made up out of whole cloth. And considering that it is... how about the big, transparent,
Crawl was
giant,
a Robert E. Howard
house-sized
character,
Black
right?
Widow spider. That part is good, isn't
but
it?
But wasn't Crawl a Robert E. Howard character?
You should remember it. It's one of the hallmarks of stop-motion animation. That's a very famous scene.
But Crawl was indeed a Robert E. Howard character, correct?
No, that's not right.
He wasn't.
But let me help you out there, Philo. It was Cull.
Cull, that's what I'm thinking
Cull,
of, not Crawl.
Who represented an Atlantean monarch.
Get that R
in the pre-Hyborian age.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking I was saying when I said Crawl inappropriately.
Yeah, well, they make you want to think that because Crawl is so similar to Cull, but... Then, of course, Cull the Conqueror, but Crawl was more of a wandering knight or something. I don't know what he was, a big, beefy, square-jawed guy, but he's after to rescue the princess, Lisette Anthony, who's imprisoned in a special spectral castle which appears in a different spot of the world every morning. Mm. So it's hard to get there.
So it's kind of, yeah.
Hard
yeah.
to get there. Sort
a lot
like Brigadoon.
or
Holy
the original Camelot. Or no,
there's a real nice stop motion scene with a giant spider that's transparent and walking on its web by Stephen Archer.
Yes.
But although that is good, the main monster is kind of ludicrous because it's another Carlo Rambaldi. A giant puppet, Carlo Rambaldi.
Now they're doing, the reaction to the two birds, one reporter.
But it still has its charms, and it's not by any means the worst contender ever to come toddling down the pike.
In the dog one, the guy goes, there are these dogs in the trees, and looks up for quite a while and opens his mouth wider. It's stupid, folks. It's just stupid. And you can go off in any direction you want.
Then I was also going
Somebody
to mention
just even put up just
the Sick and Twisted Festival of Animation at the Victoria Theater, which runs this month. An art show by Gary Arlington is this Friday. That is to say, tonight. I'm going. It's real near my house.
And that is where?
At Muddy's Cafe.
Oh, yes.
Muddy's, or Muddy Waters Cafe.
You can't actually watch them on this computer in here.
Computer?
Because they don't... Yeah, they've got Flash Player turned off, and you can't have it. You don't have administrative rights to install it.
Well, I can't... My thing won't work at all. I don't know how to work it. It's too complicated.
Your thing?
The computer, I mean, it's... always says I need to reinstall or install some special new program that comes.
Are you talking about which one?
Oh,
I mean the Mac or the PC?
I'm talking about the PC.
Really? I thought, I don't know nothing about those PCs.
Well, that's the one I've had.
Yes. Yeah, it works.
The less you know about them, the better.
Exactly.
But I don't know that's enough about them. If I only knew more, what could I accomplish with it? You know.
Yeah, you don't.
It's a wondrous machine, a typewriter.
You don't know what you don't know, though.
There are a lot of things that I can't know. Although I have some subtle knowledge of it as an instrument, I don't know. On the other hand, a lot of the most basic things about computer operation, or at least I get that impression. Ah, well, but there you go. And how about you, Philo? You know that stuff in and out. Why, you cut your eye teeth on computers. Come, admit, is it not so?
Well, I have actually been in a kind of a computery sort of a job since 82, I think.
Well, you know, new technology enables supervision. Both superhuman visual powers and actual supervision by surveillance.
Well, I can remember when the first PC came out.
that primitive
IBM 8088. It didn't even
like
have a hard drive
model
in
train
it.
Transformer.
Who needed one?
It had a disk drive that you had to keep
Get
swapping the disks out in. You'd put the program in
the
and you would do something. You'd read the program. And then you'd stick a data disk in, the same drive, to write data if you needed to save something.
We'll dive into the data pool.
The big advance was putting two drives on it, so you could have a data disk in one and your program disk in the other, so you could really rock and roll. And then later on, they put a hard drive in it. Wow. You mean it's got its own onboard memory? You don't have
to
put
it sure does.
Disks in it anymore?
Yeah, it's got all sorts of things in there. I
that
try to
like
cut out what doesn't belong, but there's a lot of stuff I've stuck in myself, too. So
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Just think in 20 years we'll have fake people friends.
Well, the next thing, it sort of looks like a little school.
I don't understand why they lock it down so tight here.
Well, I'm afraid that terrorists might get in and imperil our national security. Well,
all kinds
bad
of
things happen
bad
to
things
good
happen
folk.
To the system and it wasn't that long ago, actually.
Oh,
and they said, okay, screw it. It made everything very safe and nice.
So
as we wash ourselves in special radio water.
Yes.
I'm glad they made it safe and nice for
me. Yes, Philo, you can't cut yourself on this radio water.
Right, you can't. This radio water's too soft to cut yourself on.
You're doing a solo now, man.
This radio water reflects the digital era's profound shift in the nature of visuality itself.
And it doesn't cut you anymore. Because it's too
graphics
soft
and
dull.
Digitization
it's not that it's dull, it's just that it has rounded edges.
Transform the nature of existence.
By intent.
And here we are, being inundated by virtual electric water.
Electric water? We've taken the electrons out of this water. It can't hurt you anymore. It can just splash on you.
It's just
pure
dumb
water.
As
a rocky mountain stream.
It's just plain old dumb water.
See that old bear lapping
but
up that
you,
dumb
But if
you're
the regular daily user on
a women's wear daily user or a Richard M. daily user of water.
You can do that. You don't have to have somebody tell you,
water. I can't put in my flash player. You might wreck something.
Well, you might.
Administrative
privileges. You know, you never know. Some move can be misinterpreted, and there you are. You've destroyed everything. Your computer will no longer function.
Sure. Pretty soon you'll be telling me I need a lamination type stockade.
Oh, you've got everything. You don't need a lamination stockade or a
stockhead.
Stockhead. Well, the stockade is necessary. You also should have a moat or a trench around it. And
that's true. Right.
Some gun emplacements.
Some.
America starts here.
I need a preamp for my turntable.
Oh, wow. You haven't turned
And I need some speakers
turntable.
For my amplifier.
And my uncle, too. Oh, there's somebody on the phone line now. Let's see if...
Hello?
Hello?
Who is it?
I'm not sure.
Is this the Puzzling Evidence Show?
Oh, there's that other call. Hold on. I'm going to have to put you on hold. Yes, it is. But let me hold you. I put you on hold.
Dr. Hal, I think I met you last week.
You did? Now, you weren't the one with the
yes.
Dorothy do.
I was the one.
Oh, my God.
With the...
Yes, that thing, that special thing that makes a tomcat yowl all night. How to imagine not only a new art or architecture, but a new self or subject equal to them. That's the sort of thing that keeps me up all night long.
Me too.
Well, I'm up now, and you can be with me as you listen to the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Or us. You can be with us.
And... Puzzling Evidence himself. Behind a control board more complicated than the cockpit of a 747.
And I'm watching him
with adroitness
install
and
new instruments.
And
upgrading
also,
software.
Just listen to Dr. Philo Drummond's Nostrums, Apophagins, and Witty Sayings.
And St. Stupid's Day is coming up. And
Sounds
X
very
Day
stupid.
Is coming up.
X Day, and yes, will be upon us soon. Has every portent not been seen? Yep, so much to do. Well, let's hope that we have the stamina to get through it all. That's all I have to say.
Sailing on Saturday.
Over the bounding main.
Playing tennis all weekend.
Playing
eating
crazy,
BLTs.
BLTs, oh, hi.
You've been playing tennis?
I can do those. Tennis,
yeah,
anyone?
Tennis and BLTs.
Actually, it's anyone for tennis. And the source of the quotation, a play called East Lynne, which one time was performed so much in the theatrical circuit that it was considered a step up, but distinctly middle brow. That's where the expression, next week, East Lynne, came from. Now, of course, everyone's totally forgotten it, but they still say anyone
next
for tennis,
New Brunswick.
Tennis anyone, the most famous line from it. Yes, next week we're going to
tennis and anyone.
And Nyacket, Syacket, Spuytenduyvel, Hastings on Hudson, Valhalla, and of course, Valencia. Yep. It's a great theatrical tour, and it'll be a great season, and that's why I know I'm not usually supposed to ask for a little bit of money up front, but
go ahead, it's all right.
Around cash, you know, whatever you got on you, just take it here, and I'll use it in a good cause to understand the nature of slack and freedom.
It's just...
Hello? That's how I became one of the era's most important influential artists. And since then, my metamorphosing self-portraits and appropriation...
Well, the show's like a concept thing. Have you noticed that?
Continuous investigation of representation. And
what
its
kind of concept
relationship
could possibly apply at this hour of the morning?
Ur of the child bees.
An unrestrained, uncontrolled concept. A concept that's
so
running around without any...
It's a little concept mouse running around and around and around the circuits of the brain. But poor little mouse, he can't get out.
It's tugging at the knot. It's tugging at the knot that's tying its brain back.
And it's gnawing at the medulla.
It's got its brain tied behind it. And it wants to be free.
Yeah.
But the brain doesn't control the motor system.
The brain is no longer the boss. And that's why our art fascinates
and the lush
us.
Music brings the caller in.
Capacity to suggest, but at the same time, stepping away from so many possible reasons.
Hello, caller.
Is that a Michael Peppy, peppery caller?
Or you just happy to see all of us?
But answer came
away,
there
so
none.
Yeah, they really wrecked up everything on this this thing, man.
Rectum in propter sese.
They certainly wrecked it up, man. God.
Rectus,
how many cues do you need,
abdominus.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop the music.
I'm going to tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like a piss-off, dyspeptic, epileptic farmer screaming blasphemous, unnameable oaths at a red, mutated, one-legged, pregnant goat watching an oversized, diamond-encrusted, solid gold bucket full of chainsaws, marbles and false teeth falling over a 1,247-foot tall cliff in a 100-year thunderstorm inside a gigantic platinum cement mixer running on double speed and loaded with plate glass and Phillips screwdrivers while a microscopic monaural record player outfitted with a strap-on 10-gauge sewing machine needle with big red straps.
It's
amplified to 190
tonight.
Decibels repeatedly skips on the same three notes of the Three Stooges children's record.
It's almost 9 o'clock at night.
Coming to yours.
In Baghdad, of course. That's what it sounds like. Quarter to 3 in the afternoon if you're listening to us here. And I know you are because I can see. You know, we've got somebody from India this time listening. Somebody from Oman.
I'm going to go look and see who's listening. I can do that on this new computery thing they've given me.
Yeah, it's amazing. Morocco? Amazing. Tonight. Cuba?
Wow. What's the deal? How come we've gone so international?
Is that you, guy?
We've spread the word out, haven't we?
Something has happened recently. San Diego, of course. Milwaukee. That's where I was staying this in Milwaukee. Montana. That's Colorado. In the middle of Denver.
I wonder who in Montana. I wonder if they're in Lewistown, Montana.
Tell me what, where they are.
Look, there's old puzzling evidence himself.
He just wouldn't tell me. Hey, you know that, you know, last show you were reading the little abstract about what the show was?
Uh-huh.
I wrote those years ago. That's for the forum? What was the newspaper called? I used to write those for the newspaper that KPFA sent out once a month. Mm-hmm. All the shows.
Well, they still use it.
Remember that?
Yeah,
well,
it's
that
in
was
their
a nifty
gotcha
little
bang.
Well, it's a great description. But it's just those few lines. It's there. It's on right now.
Yeah, I wrote a couple of those. What was the name of that publication? It's so long ago that
remember.
I can't.
I know. I
can't. It was in the old building in the old days. Caller. Old KPFA.
Caller. Are you there, caller?
I don't think the caller's there.
Maybe something technically is incorrect.
Become the most significant means by which historical knowledge and memory are
collected
and recovered. The archive has
and there you go. The caller
emerged as a key.
Yeah, you've got to get the staff
such
in there.
Fields as anthropology, critical theory,
get
history,
your staff.
Especially
really, that's
recent
what you have to do.
Art.
Traces, right, there's something. Yeah, look at them. See here, a current graphic online.
World
War II. Check out geographic locations.
The emergence of the post-colonial era and the fall of communism have each provoked reconsideration of the authority given the archive.
It's squishy.
You know,
it feels like a pie.
Viewed as a neutral, transparent.
I think I sat on a pie.
You sat on a pie.
But as a contested
I was supposed to eat that pie.
Subject and medium in itself.
You're right. I see. We have them in. Is that Yemen?
No, it's Oman.
Oman.
Yeah.
And we got them in Morocco or Morocco.
Almeria.
And the middle of China.
Now you shall
middle
save
of Colorado,
the
middle of
Trump.
Montana.
Who's listening in the middle of China? Hawaii. Wow, we've got a lot of listeners tonight.
All around.
We have at least 20 on the. This is just the listeners that we can actually see.
Yeah, there. Some
because
of them are kind
we can't
shy.
See the ones that go out over regular
some
broadcast.
Of us,
right. Some are kind of mysterious.
Well, they don't like to see.
They don't like
now,
to
is there some ratio that we can use to say for every internet listener that you can see, you have 7,000 regular analog radio listeners just listening over the air, over the real air, the air we breathe.
Yeah, I think for this show it's
10 to 1.
Yeah, 10 to 1. 10,000.
10,000
is where I put it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got. It says here we have known California listeners of 6. The other U.S. listeners of 27. That's up to like 27 plus 6.
Well, how many 6-year-olds and how many 27-year-olds?
I feel better now.
Times 10,000. That's like 3,000 plus 12 international listeners.
That's just nerves. I can't believe that many people are listening.
I know that would make me nervous if I knew people were listening like that.
Nervous in the service.
Unknown countries.
Just thinking about sailing.
It says there's 20 unknown countries. They don't even know where they're from. They're just
the
out there
country.
Floating around like...
On the
from
list,
born,
it says 20 unknown countries. No,
but, you know, that's like expatriates. Those are people that are sort of not... They're like citizens of the world. They don't have to really show any allegiance to anybody. They just set up an IP address in the middle of nowhere. And they say, this is the free state of blah, 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 you know?
Spotsylvania.
Quote, blah, blah, quote, blah, blah. Blah. And I say unto you tonight, blah, 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 blah. But I say it with sincerity.
Say it?
Really?
With music.
Yes, I mean it.
Really this time?
This time. I was misled the last time to mislead you. Unintentionally, though. So it wasn't my fault.
Say it with music.
Did you bring your tape recorder tonight? Well, something was going so well, and then...
Then something happened.
Then it just changed. Oh, there it is. Back again.
Him no run.
I hope I didn't sound desperate just now for a second.
Well, it's very sad, caller.
Should I call the callers?
So fresh, the calls that I'm.
If you callers will call in and give me your phone number, I'll call you back on the caller. Looks like Puzzling thinks there's something wrong with the machine over there. He's opened up the back of the machine. He's got his big screwdriver and flashlight out. He's starting to wiggle some stuff around. So maybe this is it, callers. Maybe you're okay now. Maybe Puzzling Evidence has actually fixed the problem.
Nothing happened.
What was wrong?
Nothing good happened. No, there is something not right about the poor contact high that I'm not getting from
the caller's sensation.
That aren't.
Do you want me to come in there and look in the back and like spin?
Hello, hey, there's somebody.
There's somebody.
There's
a caller.
Welcome to Shambhala, the paradise of radio.
Hello.
There we go. We can actually hear you now, caller.
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Flash.
Are you there, caller?
Caller advances toward radio station.
The caller's probably listening in real time on the radio and doesn't know that we're actually engaged in conversation.
Oh, but real time's on HBO.
With him or her. Right now. With it. With the caller. It's an it.
Let's see, what have you got for us this beautiful Friday morning?
Natural formation or man-made structure?
That's always a difficult one to solve.
Form over function.
Are you from Function, from Function Junction, where the Function Junction suction cups are?
Hello. Back again.
Hello. Yes, I'm glad that you're here. Now we're talking.
There's a caller.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Be confident.
Yeah, you guys have a serious dysfunction.
Dysfunction.
Are you making fun of us?
Hello.
At least we don't have an air of unction.
Yeah, can you hear the special delay there that's confusing?
You guys on the phone.
The caller. That's right. You're listening
special
to us
defects
on the radio.
Cinematography.
But we're actually like 10 or 12 seconds ahead special of you in time. That's the part that confuses the normals.
No.
See, we're way out here, and you're way back there.
Boy,
so you
it's
probably
incredible
have to
what they
stop
can do
listening
to
radio,
yeah,
or you'll be confused forever.
No, actually, you guys aren't real time on the phone.
And if you call
radio,
from Japan, there's a 25
there is
to 40
a delay
second delay
on KPFA.
Wow.
But he said we're on real time on the radio, but if he listens
no,
on the phone,
Bill
we're
Maher
like back
on
time.
HBO.
Or Ford time. We're a center
well,
time. We're in between time.
Time.
We're time what? After time.
Do you have some time, man?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Can you give me a little bag of time?
Yeah, here you go.
Sorry,
here,
I'm
take
hard
this.
Up myself,
man,
dude.
But hey, man, you just snorted up all my time.
I can't hear you guys.
Oh, that's uncool. That's really, really
oh, he can't hear us over the phone, he said.
Yeah. Oh, he can hear us on the radio. That's
hey,
the problem. He's listening
to the radio.
Isn't there something you can do on the to make him so he can hear us on the phone?
No.
Oh.
That's his phone. It is.
These fascist beings were hassling some righteous dudes.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Now I got you guys on the phone.
Oh, so it was your phone.
No, it's his
always car. On the phone.
Yeah, trying to blame the show. They
trying to blame,
trying
the show.
Blame the show.
We were pulling plugs out and everything, and it was your mute button all the time.
They call him Mutant.
Got me all confused.
I have already done enough work today. I'm going to go home.
Really?
Don't do that.
Don't do work on the show.
Well, at the end of the show.
Oh, okay. This guy, the caller right the now, is working.
I think I'm going to go over to that caller's house in China and look and see. I mean, that listener in China.
Well, don't break the spode, China.
And I'm going to see where they actually are.
Yeah.
The forbidden plateau of Ling.
There's
what mysterious
like the 50-foot man looking
did it
through your
hold
bedroom window
on the roof of the
I'm
world
the eye in the
because
sky
you know
mysterious
what?
Tibet.
People don't understand the
strange
connection between the icon of the Overman
monastery
and they probably never should. But maybe I was wondering if the Overman was going to make it to April 1st.
Pair of ancient knuckle bones.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean April? What's April 1st?
Something
cast in a cap black
power
as the knighted onyx
what
cup
about pyramid power
the Great Wall is going to make a line it's actually
come closer and enter the world of the mysterious.
Wow, you're not going to believe this.
Hello, I'm Ralph Fielding Snell.
Today we're going to go
so I'm
to
not gonna tell you.
A mysterious place.
That actually, that one dot you saw in China,
the Yeti
puzzling,
is
two of them.
Really?
Yeah, you have to zoom in
sure
to see both of them.
You'll want to join them.
What were you not going to say?
Buy my award-winning set of sex and real estate tapes.
They're
available in
VHS.
They're
like in the Himalayas. So it's
Monster
some Tibetan Vision llamas listening to us right now.
Of course, Squaw Moose.
I'm going to have your friend. Let me know.
Okay, we'll let him know.
We also have Betamax and Laserdisc for your viewing pleasure. So come along with me and visit a world you probably never dreamed even could be conceived, let alone exist, in your own backyard. Or at least in my backyard. Yours.
Wow.
We'll return to our program in just a moment. But first... Philo, what are you doing this week?
Well, I'm going to take my family and go to
Beverly.
A camping trip.
Oh, a camping trip. Yeah.
We're going to go up on Mount Diablo, the Devil Mountain, the home of the devil, at least according to the local Indian
devil.
And I'll be there. My family.
If the Lord don't kill you, the devil will. Well, I mean, that's just an old folk expression. No, I'm sure you'll have a great time. And,
we'll
you're
going to
take the kids?
Yep, just one kid. The other kids are all, one of them is grown, and the other one is, you know, got lots and lots of activities.
What do you expect the temperature range will be like?
I expect it will be chilly at night, probably upper 50s. Lower 50s. Maybe even into the upper 40s. So we'll be snugged up in our little bug rug in the back
there
of the truck.
There was a young lady named Tilly whose behavior was really quite silly.
I know who you're talking about.
She went to a ball dressed in nothing at all,
that
intending to represent Chili.
That's sure. Well, which one is that? Oh, that's from the Prelinger archives cut out.
Well, the hootenanny is over, and we're standing out in the rain waiting for a taxi.
Yeah, it's a band called Squeamy, and they got 2 watts of power.
So, Squeamy.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, that Naomi Watts really packs a powerful punch.
Huh. Wow. Yes, yes, I agree. Well, I can see it.
Yeah, if you can see it, you can practically almost taste it.
I'm zooming out now.
Very good.
Along this coralline plain.
Boy, that looks like a lot of fun.
But what if there are enemy submarines lurking offshore?
That's a constant fear. What do we do about that? That's going to be there. You can't do anything about that.
Well, is there nothing that can be done?
Well, if you locate yourself above the Queen's Chamber. No, I was checking that out. You were just wondering what happened, huh?
You're talking about inside some kind of beehive.
Yeah, no, it froze up. Here I go.
Oh, beehive.
But what happened to the sound? Oh, there it is.
If you're a sound mind, you've probably followed us along so far.
It.
We've still not heard
their
from
little
Michael
song.
Pepe,
you
Bubba Free, and Ho Pepe.
Take your food down into the circular chamber. Now, this was the place where the Vikings had their mysterious rituals.
Wow.
Archaeologists are in complete disagreement as to
really?
Why the builders and the Vikings and their all their hangers on.
And their sisters and their cousins and their aunts.
Right, right. They had a lot of...
Their sisters and their cousins whom they number by the dozens.
And the filmmakers. Nobody ever remembers all the film crews that have to hang out while Hagor fights Hagerstown for Hathor.
Ragnar clobbers Bjorni and Olaf slugs Grunthar.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you got to shoot then film, the dragon shows up. And
they slobber mead on their beards in the mead hall while they sing of Hrothgar's conquest.
And there are no car alarms.
While they dream and are in an uneasy, almost trance-like slumber, sleeping on the benches of the mead hall, into the hall slinks Grendel and rends them limb from limb.
Grendel,
and drinks their blood, and then creeps away,
good Lord,
leaving them slaughtered for the morning sun to find, their blood staining the flagstones. And Grendel goes back to his underwater retreat.
I'm just looking, nosing around here at the live camera. Oh, look at this.
Wow.
Yeah, the Dr. Howl show.
It is. You know, a lot of people come to this show and
they laugh like that. See?
Now, did Copy Bob come to the show?
No, and you should contact Copy Bob. We should go do his show. I forgot all about it, Copy Bob. That's it.
Well, he went to Las Vegas. We haven't heard from him since he's been in Las Vegas all
day. He's gone forever.
He went there to party, I think. I think he was just partying like a maniac, you know.
He sure was. What a bon vivant he is, you know.
He definitely takes big bites out of life, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's why he's a sub-genius, because they know how to live.
So you could be downloading the show right now, or you could be getting podcasts.
Or you could be uploading the show.
You could be getting podcasts in your pod. With your pod. Are you a podder?
Now keep it clean, file.
Okay. Here.
I remember old Pod McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
That was back on the other side of the record so long ago.
It was.
Never.
And his brother, or his brother cousin.
Take some
Pradnash, Pradnash Randanahar.
Pradnash was a good guy.
If Pradnash Randanahar were here right now,
he'd give you the shirt off.
He said, "What station am I listening to? What would we tell him?
What would we tell him, Dr. Hal?"
We'd say, "Pradnash, you're listening to KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno." KZFR in Chico, and of course on the internet at kpfa.com.
White are his garments, and his appearance is like the likeness of a face.
That hideous face!
He also face, Nick.
And terrible.
Take it away!
With dots.
Well, we can't really take it away, Union thing.
It's just a face on a skull, a grinning skull.
A spooky skull.
It's spitting fire from the eyes.
With a pipe in it.
With a big pipe in it.
Put a pipe in it. That's the one thing that people may have forgotten, that if you stick in a pipe, people will follow it anywhere.
That's right. And if you stick in a pipe, that
I guess
in most cases actually does make it automatically subgenius, however lame it is, because you may be tired of
that
it.
Is actually the subject of an art project I'm working on,
newly
which I won't reveal any more.
Oh yeah, then what is the art project?
I can't say any more about it, but it is, the subject is the pipe.
Somebody might steal the idea and run downfield with it?
Yeah, the next thing I know I'll be on YouTube before I even finish the sentence.
Or Mrs. Fields cookies or crackers or whatever. Chocolates or I don't know, whatever. W.C. Fields.
There it is. It's already on YouTube just for thinking of it.
Yeah,
it's on a YouTube. It's on a MyTube.
It's just a generic story.
Carl in.
It's just a generic story.
Scott Generic?
It's got a subject, and a subject has action taken upon it, or with it, or air it. It has a beard with hair on it.
It has a monster. It has some helicopters. You need monster helicopters, talking animals, empathetic animals. and an evil Republican.
Evil.
Is there any? Is there any other kind?
No, but I'm just setting up the movie here. You know,
isn't Republicans synonymous with evil?
Well, it is. It but the nice anymore. Thing is that many of them are better
Nobody
than their principles.
Remembers what Republicans were.
I don't. I do that. It's just one of those political things.
Political.
Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. That's all we have to think about.
Who was a Republican?
Abe Lincoln.
And didn't he say, "Kill them all, let God sort them out"?
No, that wasn't Lincoln.
That's what he was about to say when John Wilkes Booth fired his Derringer.
Now, was this the artist rendering of some flying machine used by the gods?
Yeah. Cool, huh?
They call it the Vimana.
It looks like a turtle head, but it is sort of humanoid.
Turtle head.
Well, of course, it is, you know, all creatures who are vertebrated animals share the same bowel gland and the same body gland. A rabbit has five fingers, just as you do, and a spine, ribs.
Yeah, but what about chicken, man? What about chicken?
Even chicken.
Wow.
Chicken's got wings, and I got fingers, man.
But his wings are what he's traded away for, the fingers. You are closer to
stupid.
The ur stem of life than that
he
chicken.
He traded away his fingers for wings, and he can't even fly. What a dummy.
He can fly a little bit.
Not very well.
They can fly better than I can.
That's
like,
true.
Not going to criticize them
how
too
can
much.
I, how
they
can me, a flightless being, criticize
around.
A
They
poorly...
can fly up to a shelf, up to a roost.
Yeah, that's good enough. I can't do that.
That's better than I can do. I wish I could do that.
I can think my way up there, but
all
I can't.
All I want is a prehensile tail.
I can't. I can figure out a way to get up there, but I can't fly up there.
A hillbilly farmer named
I can
Hollis.
Employ the use of my brain in a
use
way that a chicken never thinks possible.
For his solace. The children had
See, he's still,
scales and prehensile
still
tails.
Dealing with the
and
not getting elected.
Voted
the
for George Corley Wallace.
So just politician in general.
I'm sorry I didn't like get into the primary.
I didn't know
I
you were
I
running.
Could get a lot of delegates.
Yeah.
And
you mean unmentionables?
The super gay delegates.
Your delegates and your unmentionables, or are you speaking of the Legion of Super Delegates?
I'm speaking of the Legion of Super Delegates, which
I
heard.
I tried to get into that, but
yeah, I wanted to get in there.
Pretty hard.
Wasn't qualified.
With Ultra Boy and Behemoth Lad
and Bouncing Boy.
Right, Bouncing Boy and what was the one? Yeah, Ultra Boy, Bouncing Boy, Shrinking Violet.
Do you remember Metal Men?
Yes, I love Metal Men.
Yes, Platinum. She was a sexy
she was
female
a
robot,
fox.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
And then, on the other hand, Tin was always the weak, wimpy one, wimpy and crying.
Why'd they choose Tin that way?
Tin was, gold was a good one. Steel, no, I guess steel wasn't. Iron
Some of them were full of themselves. I remember that.
That
was
a good
gold,
series. I enjoyed. Yeah, gold was
a little bit haughty, hoity-toity.
Silver was
that's
that.
Uncool or something.
But it seemed that Tin had the most interesting adventures, always getting bent and crying.
Right. But what about Mercury?
Mercury, yeah, he's in there. I remember.
He would like liquefy himself, remember, and slide in between things. While gold could spin himself thinner than any other except platinum.
The thing about Platinum is she was in love with the professor.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have any of it, but boy.
No, he couldn't get it on with an animal or a creature that was...
Well, she was a robot, but she was a protean shape-changing robot in the shape of a beautiful woman made out of platinum.
Good work.
You know, at the
same
time...
She had a really nice personality, too.
Yeah. Right. She was, she was always thinking of...
Come on, don't you ever see the movie Space Galaxy? No, what is it? Galaxy
Quest.
She was always thinking of her other man.
Which one... What were you thinking of?
At the end, when the stoner human finds himself enraptured by the young crew person
girl,
who's been running around with him. And it's like, and they kind of look at each other like, is that okay? It's like, yeah.
And
yeah.
She...
I remember thinking, oh, baby.
Yeah,
oh, no,
for
that's
a second,
when the
she changes into a sex goddess.
It's after the battle, and people always want to make the love after the battle.
They do, or during the battle. But are you talking about the shot where she's there in her humanoid form, but tentacles are creeping up, and he's still digging it
she
and smiling?
Hugs,
and,
right.
And the other guy says, tentacles. Oh, that's not right.
Oh, get a room. Oh, and then the next line.
Yeah.
That's not right. And I can imagine where those tentacles are going. So,
yeah,
quite nice, quite fun.
Yeah.
I wish I were.
She really knows how to please a man.
I want to have a fembot girlfriend.
You need some tentacles, man.
Yeah.
Tentacles.
Well, just hang on, because those fembots are on their way in the wonder world of tomorrow. Yes, how many attributes will be natural, and when will that consideration even lose its meaning? As we are able to modify our
probably
bodies
a Burning Man,
probably or Burning Mirror.
It's going to
be
Burning
Man's
fault.
We're just getting started with body modification. Things that are going to be possible.
Be man's fault at least,
shock
even if he's not on fire.
Yeah, it would be Larry's fault.
What our descendants
and then
do.
by connection, it'd be John Law's fault for not stopping.
Everyone will look like Larry Harvey. There is.
So whatever happened to that lawsuit? I guess I need to look that up.
Okay, here we go.
I just can't stay up with the old time.
What are you talking about? You can look up a lawsuit with the best of them. Don't give up on it. I tell you, you can. Boost her up and make her go.
Hi, Colin. Let the beat control you.
Why so glum, my dear old
chum? Tentacle and everyone, Mike.
You look like a
baboon. Just let the beat control you, man.
So get a grin upon your chin like that upon the moon.
Don't take them out.
Boost her up.
It does not make any difference to us, all these people talking about you.
Tentacles?
I think they should have said ears instead of souls.
Tentacles,
deviant. That's just my feeling. Fuds it just kind of comes together better.
Brother, arthropod.
Yeah, the puzzling pods that you can buy online.
The arthropods and their relatives.
You climb in, the show plays 24 hours a day.
On Gibeon, where there's a delay.
Just you and me,
but
let's break it down. The beat. The beat. And now you know what Negative Plan told you about the beat.
Well, you get sugar out of them, extract some moisture out of them, and they're nice and red. Yes, the beat goes on. Well, they've even got him doing it.
Yeah.
I guess it is pretty infectious.
Yeah.
Get away from me. I want to catch him. Look at him go.
Here, Hal.
Everybody's happy now. Hey, what's this?
It shows you all the young happy people that go to Burning Man.
There they are. Do I have my glasses on? No.
What are you showing him?
They're little Burning Man-like people in this video.
They're dancing around.
Because they're dancing to the beat where they think they believe in things like all the people.
Yeah, but this isn't the
living together around a big bonfire.
It's weird. It feels
there's
like
no
I've heard
bonfire.
This like 30 years ago. All
and
the
all
people.
Rather,
I think
just
I heard it.
You and me break it down now.
I think I read it like 3,300
years
ago.
Years ago. There's nothing stopping
this is some
me.
Some group.
There's nothing stopping
some,
you.
Nothing stopping
group.
You. You can reach your height. Reach potential.
You can yell to
look
Morocco.
At the fire in front
if you
of
call 8-4-8-4-5 in the fighting area.
Yeah. Fire. And now there's a whole bunch of idiots dancing around, just as you said. They're wearing tutus and moo-moos. And
they come
got
from
their
freedom
face painted like the Blue Man
yep.
group, and
they're all
big,
familiar
smelly,
archetypes.
Hairy hippies,
and now generations of little ones will come up behind them, pretending
and
to be them, just like when you see fake punks and you see
and
fake
now
other kinds
a pair
of things.
Of disturbingly red hands withdraws to the top, and that's the end of the sequence. Thank you so much. Well, that was certainly something to inspire and
I don't know where it is. It's on my history,
show.
But somebody took. An hour long. Do you remember the Nick Adams as Hitler Twilight Zone?
He wasn't as Hitler, but he met Hitler.
And yes, at the end. And it's on YouTube. It's cut to 10 minutes. It's just the speech, the good speech parts, and Hitler showing up at the end, which is...
Well, Hitler shows up in the middle.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
The story
the
was called
minutes is cut
He's
down
Alive.
Minutes. Mm-hmm.
And Nick Adams is a two-bit Nazi who can't get anybody to listen to him when he sets up his pathetic little rally in the park, you know. And everybody hates him. But then Hitler comes to him and reveals himself as being alive. But first he coaches him before he shows who he is. You know, he coaches him to improve his speeches and get them to rabble the old rouse. And then he reveals himself, and sure enough, it's Schicklgruber, and the guy runs around in a frenzy going, he's alive! But then he somehow falls on hard times. I don't remember how. And in the end, you see, though, that Hitler still is alive, and his shadow goes on and on.
Hitler's shadow goes down these brick
down
walls.
Down the brick walls.
And, you know, Hitler's Serling out there has one of his better,
in his full uniform.
Soliloquies.
One of his, yeah, goes on and on and on, because it's an hour long, so he had 42 minutes or whatever. No, more than that in those days.
And he goes on about Hitler being alive, or about how,
yeah, about how he's still
evil
alive
is always and, alive, and blah, yeah. blah, blah.
What did I was wondering, what would, you know, we should do something with Descent into Dark.
Yeah, yeah, but you know,
do voiceovers. And, you know, I'll recut it, and then we could do voices for it.
Yeah,
and re-release it.
Produce
right.
an alternate edition for the DVD.
Just as Hal should, except it would cost so much money. For,
okay, but at the
movie?
End, can we like
millions,
have
but,
a contest
you know.
To see which celebrity has the best hair?
Well, I guess that's what Mr.
Okay,
and Mrs. Fine. America are. Enthralled me.
Just agree with him, jeez.
Not me, but... Easy, Pop.
And then... Because we've got all these wonderful scenes, and in fact...
But I was in the store tonight, and I looked to my left, and there was this big thing about celebrity hair going on, and I thought maybe since they had covered so many magazines with it, it was a big thing.
You might want to speak to Herr Kirsteiner.
Well, that kind of hair. Not that hair.
God. Yeah, and also the there are the outtakes, which I've always wanted to YouTube.
He'd say
the YouTube
go for
of
it.
He would indeed, because he got a kick out of seeing that too. It was real funny when the one guy couldn't get his line over.
Oh, that was frightful to live through in actuality, though.
Yeah, and he feels so sympathetic.
You want
he
to
just
go home
get on,
and get away,
get,
and this goofus can't say his lines.
Get
right.
off this submarine, which rocks back and forth.
He couldn't say his
and
was the
one,
line too
the
long.
The one thing that we had to promise was we wouldn't blow the power out. We would not, the two light guys, blow the power out. So, of course, I think it was on the second night we blew the power out. And so the guy from San Francisco, who's in charge of the power, who has to come from his vacation home in the Barbados and is really pissed off, shows up, and I'm standing there with two Nazis.
Uh-huh.
This guy.
He's
got to
make his money.
This is so
And
cool.
he's a Jewish guy, probably, right?
I would only hope so, because Suicide Man is back.
Well, how did he react to the Nazis?
He was just, he didn't care. He was just mad because he hadn't come from the Barbados. In light speed to fix it.
Do you remember when
it's a huge problem.
When Tarzan was fighting the Nazis?
Yes, I do.
That he, iconic image of Cheetah holding the machine gun.
Yeah! And Tarzan would be off in the distance going, Nazi!
Cheetah's
remember?
Still alive.
Nazi!
Alive in Palm Springs.
No, the Cheetah died years ago.
No, I swear.
You are time to make the joke.
It's the oldest surviving chimpanzee.
It's the oldest creature in the world if it's still alive.
You're saying the oldest surviving chimpanzee in captivity?
Yes, he was like 4 years old during the Tarzan movies.
And he's how old now?
He's in his
70s.
Yeah, he'd have to be.
And he actually is a artist. He dabs
and
paint
artist.
Onto illustration boards, and then they sell these paintings by Cheetah.
Oh, man. And, of course, there are all those painting elephants, too.
I swear, he sits there watching TV, drinking.
They do paint.
He used to drink whiskey and smoke cigars. That's literally true. Until they.
Well, a lot of old codgers, you ask them how they managed to live to be 110, and they say, because I consciously drank whiskey and smoked a big cigar. I never wanted to.
Can you watch a movie? Back
a monkey splashing paint on a piece of canvas is not art.
Well, first of all, we're not talking about a monkey here, but an ape. And an ape is like us, and a monkey is like those horrible little things with tails that chatter in the trees.
Suicide Man does not lie, because I just looked it up, and sure enough, as late as the year 2003,
a wonderful version of James.
Cheetah was 71 years old in 2003.
A lot of things can happen in 5 years.
Yes. I wonder if he looks at
that's the, true.
Especially if you don't have a tail.
Movie I'm watching a Tarzan movie.
If you don't have a tail,
right
a lot of things can happen.
It's rather nice when you go into
it. I think Dennis Hopper was in that.
Pays off his crack down the and make Jane cover up a lot more.
Young Dennis Hopper.
Jane not angry with Tarzan?
Jane
hey, you know what's weird about, you know...
They never even pronounced the word Tarzan like.
Why are all these... It's like Jesus Christ almost. There's all the
Jesus.
Resurrection. Coming back to life in science
dead,
fiction.
Who's coming back to life?
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about...
He's not
no,
coming
he's
back.
Like Custer. He oh, is.
They saved
every
Hitler's
generation
brain.
Does a Hitler movie, and every generation does a Custer movie, and I'm sure there are other archetypes. And they of course, show more about the people that do them than the character. If you want a kick of that, go on YouTube, and you punch in, you know, Downfall and all the parodies of that, and then you can see the Alec Guinness version, and it's really...
Here's
wonderful. They're going to put those side
here's
by side.
Here's Cheetah fishing and
oh,
catching
no.
a huge fish.
Well, right now I'm looking. I see a later one.
Oh,
it's from
it.
USA Today that says Cheetah is 74.
Wow. Mopping their
74
faces
human
mopping
years.
Their
74 human years. And
why shouldn't they be
he's a Guinness Book of World Record.
I wasn't pulling your leg there.
No.
Hey, let go.
Extras. Spears
and it's astonishing. I actually bought one of his paintings.
Now, Johnny Weissmuller, lived to be 79.
That's all.
And Johnny Sheffield, who played Boy, celebrates his 75th birthday.
Boy
is still alive.
Boy and Cheetah are the same age.
Well, of course, the actual Tarzan got an immortality potion.
Yeah, Islam is, who said Islam is bad?
Never die. But his part of Africa no longer exists, I'm afraid.
Islam is bad.
That's what they
Islam
say.
Islam is bad. That's a place over there somewhere.
Somewhere. Only in his mind, though.
Well, now, let's say back
so,
up a little
it's
bit.
So,
we're talking about the Valley of the
Gwangi.
Oh, well, not the Valley of Gwangi. That's in a completely different part of the world. That's in Mexico's remote Sierra Madre Oriental Mountains.
Johnny Sheffield, 75 years old.
Who was he?
Boy, in the Tarzan movie.
Well, actually, that was 2 years ago. He must be 77 now. And
77, sunset.
Cheetah is 77, too.
77. Yeah, well, Cheetah is remarkable. Managed to game the Hollywood system. I guess Cheetahs do prosper.
Look at some of Cheetah's paintings right now. What
Soma
a great
Cheetah.
Painter.
Yes, that great Japanese painter, Soma Cheetah. Well, what do they look like? What do Cheetah's paintings look like? What do they look like?
I'd rather hear Suicide Man describe his Cheetah painting.
He fell asleep.
He owns one of Cheetah's
yeah,
paintings?
Yeah, he owns one.
What a lucky dude.
He
just called
up
to
That's
gloat.
What I said. He's going
to
clean up on that one.
When Cheetah dies, you can speak the unspeakable thought.
I invoke Suicide Man.
Yes, they don't call him that for nothing. He's a ghoul waiting for the death watch to take place.
I said, I invoke Suicide Man.
Talk, tick, talk.
Okay, yeah.
There he is now, squatting by the cosmic clock.
No, that's not the real Suicide Man. That's a guy in a little box.
Little box, you say?
Little
but are we not all in a tiny bobbing bob box?
And here he is.
Oh.
On the boat.
Oh, hello. Okay. And so, what is your position on superannuated apes living out their retirement in Hollywood?
What's the average lifespan of an ape?
I would.
Of a chimpanzee, they rarely live beyond 50.
Yeah, I thought 50 was old for a chimp.
It is, and so the fact that Cheetah is 77 years old and had and.
I guess all those cigars and whiskey did have a good effect.
Well,
on his
but
health.
He gave up.
Science has been
booze
wrong
and
so
cigars.
Oh, he
years
gave
ago.
It up.
Yeah.
Oh well, so much for that theory.
That's a pretty good life. Sitting around watching TV, painting, smoking, drinking.
Sounds right about what I like to do.
Yes.
That's a good gig. You'd have to live in the zoo.
Live in the zoo?
I don't know
about that. You mean there'd be non-humans supervising my painting, cigar smoking, and whiskey drinking?
Yeah, and you'd be Winston Churchill.
But he didn't live in the zoo. I think we're losing track of something here in the structure of the analogy.
And so Winston Churchill walked out onto the veranda.
You know, I'm looking at a picture of Cheetah. I'm looking at a picture of Cheetah right now. He doesn't look a day over 55. He's just maybe 60.
Our good friend Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that
Maybe he was really fast. He was a fast monkey.
He was definitely fast. He's also the world's richest chimpanzee.
Really?
Yeah, well, he's lived a long time. He's been able to accumulate a lot of wealth, you know.
Are you kidding?
They made a lot of smart investments.
The executors of his estate spent it all.
He made a lot of smart investments. When he was young. He bought Apple stock early on.
Well, Puzzling was just showing me a shot of him reading a book, which is perhaps actually something that was posed.
I'm seeing that Casa de Cheetah actually provides shelter for a multitude of apes, dogs, snakes, and birds.
Somebody call a dog catcher. I wouldn't give two beans for Cheetah's chances if the
I had a girlfriend named Sherry one time, and she barked the law a lot, you know. Sherry's law was pretty strict.
Yes, and I remember Catwoman's
law. She didn't
law,
like it when, you know, guys dated other women.
Being those laws.
Some women are funny like that.
Funny?
That's weird.
Is that funny?
Mohammedan. Not like funny.
No.
Funny peculiar? Funny ha ha.
Sometimes the same word.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world. What you got? Oh, it is Kong. The eighth wonder of the world. Well, how nice. Little shots from Kinga Konga, 1933, which I have to say I prefer.
Did you know that
Kinga Konga?
I got it. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Kinga Konga, 1976.
In the Cheetah thing, did you know that Cheetah didn't voluntarily quit smoking cigars and drinking booze?
They just yanked it.
Bridget Bardot.
The shape of this thing allows you to see.
She said it was wrong for him to be doing that, and his trainer should have made him quit.
She's free to make him quit.
Because, you know, she's an animal rights activist. In the meantime, you know, Cheetah just wants his booze and cigars.
That's right. So I'm standing here in front of my Cheetah and I'd have to describe it.
They cut in some shots from King Kong 2005.
As a kind of an exercise in Oriental calligraphy.
Huh. So long strokes, a lot of long strokes.
Hippie long strokes. And they're splicing in music.
Now, how much did you have to pay for that?
Or am I hearing
that painting, Suicide Man? If you don't mind that I ask on the air.
It would be a shame to suppress the music of Max Steiner.
Suicide Man, are you still there?
Yeah, it's a lot of closed strokes. Yeah. It looks like Cheetah is paying attention to the boundaries of the illustration board and keeping the strokes within that. It almost looks like complex Chinese stylized narrative. In greens and browns, by the way. And there's a thumbprint in the lower right corner with a human being that's signing for him the word Cheetah, and then there's a certificate of authenticity of the creation date.
Now, what would a painting like that fetch on the open market?
Well, you know, I bought this one back in 2004, and I'd pay like $50 for it, but now they're well into the three figures. But I didn't buy it as an investment. I bought it as a, just to have a painting done by a primate, other than a human.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of those are you going to want to buy, you know?
You're not going to want to buy a lot, but at least one.
Okay, ship 28 more primate.
Well, that was great. I wonder who did that.
San Francisco. They lap them up there.
I mean, I used to sell paintings in my pre-digital days, and it's kind of nice to sort of trade the favorite to another fellow primate.
That's amazing.
Yeah, what a guy.
Now,
Cheetah!
I hope we can all be like
Cheetah
this.
Is actually getting bald, though. If you look at Cheetah's head, he's gotten kind of scant up there.
Every week in Palm Springs, I see a fellow who... He had a police officer. That's where I bought the. But I asked him, how's Cheetah doing in here? So as of a few weeks ago, he was still doing fine.
That's great news.
Cheetah lives.
Well, that means when he dies, we will see that obituary.
I have nothing to contribute on the conversation. That's most people's problems.
Just try to straighten up the studio here.
Yeah, sometimes you want to be helpful and you put your face into people's business. You know, you're trying to help people out and they won't let you because they have a different idea on what help is than you do.
Enough of that.
I hate that. When I'm trying to help somebody and they don't want my help, they say stuff like, mind your own business. And I'm just trying to be helpful. Just because I know more than they do.
You.
It's not because I'm, like, better than they are. It's because I have been enlightened.
I think I'm better than most people. It's just that most people are so bad, they set the bar so low.
Right, right.
Well, you probably are better than most
and they're
people.
Not. It's not that they're bad. It's just that they're not. Their goodness is on a negative scale.
No, I just scale. Stop the color.
Like the whole world clapping like crazy to get the mediocre.
Yeah,
I saw
and you throw a few crazies in
heaven.
There, and it really waters down the gene pool.
Mm. Eugenics.
How else you can fade those genes by sending them in the...
I used to have an uncle named Eugene.
Was his last name Pool?
Did he run for president?
Actually, no, it was Paul.
Eugene Pool, wouldn't that be a good name?
I worked with a fellow, his last name was Pool, he was in the Navy, right? In the Navy, they were referred to as seamen.
Did he say serve his fellow man?
So he was in the Navy, and his last name was Poole.
Yes.
That's good.
He also had another story.
Right.
Shot him called him Seth.
Seth Poole. Oh, that's good. If his initials were like C.S. Poole.
It's kind of like C.S. Lewis.
Right, C.S. Poole.
Turn on.
So he ran for president?
You heard it here first, folks.
Rutherford D. Hayes.
The rupture is upon us, dear friends. That fateful day.
Thank you for letting me.
You're welcome.
All right.
Now, you know the end of the world's coming up, right? Yep. See, he got so frightened by what I just referred to that he disappeared.
Well, it is a catchy subject for most folks.
Yep, X Day is almost here. St. Stephen's Day is almost here. All these various fighting religions. It's going to be scary.
Well, at least this year for St. Stupid's Day, we just march around and we don't go to doomed Washington Square Park.
We don't?
I'm going to play a drum this year.
Where do we go this year?
Around and around the Mother Trailer.
Yeah, it's a normal year, as it were.
And we're going to go around the city or around the park?
No, we don't go to the park.
Embarcadero?
Yeah.
Oh, back there, okay.
Back there. And then we just march around in the big, silly, wherever that guy wants to go. I'm going to put a swan cam on and play drums this time.
That's pretty cool.
We need more. You're going to play instrument, man. You should bring instrument.
I might, but I might have to, like, go to the destination place and hang out for the crowd to get there. It just depends on... So that's a long walk for a small little child.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you'll have to bring the rubber baby buggy bumper.
Hard to know with those X days.
Such wild X to say.
She may be actually a little bit young for a April Fool's Day for a St. Stephen's Day.
I've seen him bring bambinos before. X days are coming. And the pigs
are coming. I guess I could put her in the backpack and carry her that way.
You might want to practice.
Yeah, I'll have to practice.
X day.
Time to wake up.
Okay, I'm awake now. Like not for long.
Okay, all right, here we go. We're doing in the show.
So, would you figure out what happened to the Holy Grail?
Minutes of show
my 30 bucks.
Dr. How?
Is filled with
alien camp.
So what happened to the real Holy Grail?
I like to put bleach in the spray bottle and spray everything down.
And then what?
John
and then go watch Bob's Lunch Hour again.
I know.
People do that.
They're going to make a new cut of that, I heard.
Yeah, of course.
They're looking for like a two-minute cut.
There's a two-minute cut,
Oh, sail me away on your bright saucer ship to my
same time.
Yeah, exact same time as it was the last 80,000 years.
Yeah, I missed it before.
The 80,000 years? Yeah, it's April 1st.
I miss it, too.
I do, too.
I really miss it, man.
See, in my heart, it's always St. Stupid's Day.
It's always either St. Stupid's Day or X Day.
There are many days because they're many religions. Man, those, of course, on these shows get covered quite completely.
Well, should I publicize the upcoming Seattle revival?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
supposedly they have a DJ who is able to mix all sorts of classic subgenius tunes.
Does he, like, use the records of Wiggy Wiggy Scratch or what?
There are no records of these, as far as I know.
Just scratching, so no scratching, right?
Get on the pleasure saucer. That's all you have to do. The helicopters will assist you. Now move.
Helicopters are being deployed.
There he goes. See, these giant nets will catch the unawares and swing them right up into the pleasure saucers like this.
Is this the worldwide wobble?
We should go out and do some more Overman and alien shooting.
Yeah.
We could just do that in the Bay Area, you know, at different places.
Absolutely.
Do some of that soon. And then we can rock and roll like subgenius demigods.
That would be great.
Okay, well, I'll call you.
So are lemurs primates, too?
Yes.
That'd be nice to have a painting by a lemur.
Well, what about a painting of a lemur?
That would be nice, too. Like, I would want it in velvet, though, so I could, like, touch it and, like, pretend I was petting a lemur.
You know, there actually, if you go to alt.binaries.slack, you can probably find some paintings by a famous subgenius artist, Fernandinande de la Mur. And his paintings always incorporate a lemur motif.
Nice.
Well, I invented a cartoon character called Lemur Man that I drew a strip about.
I'm sure your cartoon was inspirational to Fernandinande de la Mur.
I hope so.
You know, I used to like to read comics, but a lot of them I just don't get
anymore.
That's because Bob.
I don't get peanuts.
Bob.
Now we're in.
You know what? In my little calendar,
don't be hysterical.
Turn off your techno.
There's some fire-like stuff there.
Really?
Dirty
anyway. Now. Oh, it is flat.
Bob.
Oh, it is. No, it is. It's Bob.
Bob. That Bob on the
fire. Is this from Dobbs Adeliastically?
Yeah.
Dobbs Deliastases.
Yeah, and then the Overman can run around.
I don't believe I've ever seen these particular visions before.
I like the way those cars keep speeding by.
You ever see Psych Out?
Psych Out!
I'll make a copy for you, but it's Jack Nicholson is in a band in San Francisco in about 1967, and they Psych Out, man.
I saw Equinox the other day.
Equinox. Occult barrier.
That one was really bad, but it has some good monsters in it. It's a great bad film.
You know, there are two versions of it, and one of them is supposed to be inauthentic. It's difficult for me to, you know, I haven't studied it enough, but there's more of the devil scene at the end in one version.
Oh, well, it just crashed into the show, but it doesn't hurt us.
Well, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Oh, that's
we
good
are
one.
Monsters on 2RC.
You should check it out sometime. Don't blow it.
Oh, look at that. A giant
Don't go
pipe.
Blowing that.
Joe Blow knows.
Okay, I'm going to go over to the Internet Movie Database.
Okay, and I'm going to put Card House Robot's body in this little cardboard box.
This is amazing.
Push it out into the river.
Glorious
what happened to Card House? Is he out?
He just fell over and died.
Stuck out front because you forgot to open the door for him again?
He's probably just leaning against the buzzer.
Equinox, 1970.
Sure, whatever.
Oh, God. Dobbs crucified on that stupid Dobbs symbol cross. That's pretty funny. I knew that. That's inevitable that that should happen. I know it is bad taste, but I have to chuckle.
I'm sorry.
And here on a distant planet is a subgenius enclave underneath a protective dome. And you can see the giant Dobbs head looming over the otherwise
Now, when you go to a different place, a different wireless connection,
there is liquid
do you have to change anything on the
surface,
on the little iPhone?
Otherwise relieving
you don't.
The gray
Excellent.
Of the lunaroid regolith.
It just searches one out and
just sniffs them out.
That
and then it tells you
it must be of enormous size. And here the Church of the Subgenius, seen in another supernal paradise beyond the The symbol of the destruction of time, the dagger through the watch, and the spread wings in an ochre sky above a crumbling city sinking into luminous waters. And now underwater, apparently, some big barbed wire-like thing only, oh my God, it's moving, it's alive, it's tentacles, it's...
The most terrifying vampire movie.
Oh, I think it's
Did
over.
You ever see 30 Days of Night
it's
yet?
No, I didn't. That's it. It's over. And what a fascinating... But let me see if it says what it is. Prescriptures 35, Subgenius Homage to Bob Dobbs. Aha! I knew I hadn't seen it. Prescriptures 35, that is not in the famous Dobbs archives of CDs and CDOs and C whatever's.
Was that an Ivan Stang cut?
It was indeed retrieved from YouTube.
In other news, four teenagers go on a woods hike and encounter a creepy forest ranger and a crazy old man. The old man is a scientist who has found a mysterious
it's
book.
It's Fritz Leiber. That's
bound in human skin, the Necronomicon. And when he has read its cryptic symbols, it conjured monsters into existence. Sound familiar? The teenagers keep the book and are then pursued by monsters, a demonic cult, and the ranger. The ranger turns out to be a red flying devil in human disguise.
Yeah, they don't recognize that when he says his name is Ranger Asmodeus. They may be hip college kids, but their demonology is not very
good. Bob, we got tickets.
Bob! What? Bob!
I can do whatever I want.
Yes, you can do whatever you want. It's the show.
What about
Bob?
The elf and the princess and the robot? Look, you want some coffee or not?
You are no longer allowed in the break room anymore, ever.
That was not my fault.
No! You have now willfully
But he's supposed to, he's in the break room. That's where you break stuff.
Woohoo!
I will find you
That's your interpretation.
But he's doing show on our show. That's not fair. It's just not right.
That is so not right.
Well, you can't expect a perfect control all the time.
Bob!
Our very subgenius training gives us some indication of that.
Now, that was a great movie there.
Which one? The one
that one?
That one, yeah. That one's great, right there. That one's great.
The reason I like it so much is just the whole idea behind it. Plus, the claymation is pretty cool. The way they act is just hilarious.
What movie is it?
That
it's
one.
Almost like an old Leave It to Beaver. The way they talked in those episodes.
Oh, Equinox.
Big old scary Bob.
There's no Bob in Equinox. That's part of the problem.
Ed Bob. And Sterno.
And there's Bob son of a
Okay, Sterno. Here's a little...
A Sterno Taskmaster. Come into the secret and item. And sit down on one of these coffins while I tell you a tale I call...
We're gonna write...
Slash.
A lot of people think,
There's Philo.
James Phillips looks like Bruno Sammartino.
sterno. I don't know how much you can see. Oh, then there's Al here with a garland.
A garland of roses all over my coffin. Roses to deaden the clods as they fall.
Anyway,
wacky.
But that one-armed drummer in Def Leppard could still hit his cymbal.
I don't know why, but it occurred to me to ask a question of you all. I'm seeking information on an old cartoon. You may or may not remember.
We got him on the run.
We were in the Bay Area and watched Captain Satellite. They serialized these cartoons under these Medallion Films label. And this one, I think, was a Russian cartoon involving a fairy tale of some sort where a evil king with a spiked crown named Kolgar lives in this underground environment. And this prince goes with his magic arrow and this king can shapeshift into things like birds and dragons and
fire-breathing pigs.
And he shoots the thing is a dragon. He's attacking the prince and he shoots them with the arrow and then he kills them and he turns into a dragon skeleton, but then the bones turn into human bones while they're falling and clattering against the side of the cave.
Oh, I don't remember that, but could this possibly be the magic land of Alakazam?
No, that was a Japanese cartoon.
Yes,
that was the early 60s. This one, I think, was Russian or Eastern European. I've never seen it, any hint of it since those days, but I'm wondering if it must exist out there somewhere.
Well, it may, but that doesn't mean
since
it's available.
Those days,
the internet will give you the idea that everything's available, but some things aren't.
You guys not remembering it, it's not a good sign either. I have a horrible feeling sometimes I'm the only person that remembers certain things.
Not that many people have even
heard
of it. And
then when you're gone, nobody will remember it.
But
that's the scariest thing
Well, it's out there. Maybe somebody else will remember.
It would help if you could remember the title. Is it like something like Prince Ruslan or something?
No, but it may have been the same animator. I'm not sure. There was a number of fairy tales and such that were...
The Snow Queen was a beautiful Russian cartoon that was given a horrible American release with... jammed in songs by Sandra Dee and Art Linkletter leering in the beginning and so on, but still you can see some of the absolute splendor of this cartoon. Did any of the Russians who worked on that cartoon work on the one you're talking about?
It's conceivable. Now, the title of it is what I'm missing. It conceivably could be the same animator, and his name is available, who did The Fisherman and the Fish. That was another story that was serialized where a fish was spared and this guy's nagging wife makes demands on him to have the fish grant these wishes. And every time...
I know the story, but...
Now, I see that there is on YouTube a piece of the 1957 Russian cartoon of Anderson Snow Queen. It may be...
Oh,
that
yeah? That would be neat.
Look for
see.
A fisherman and a fish.
It says here in this forum
could
I'm looking
be
in
by,
that it's you have to search by its Russian name, which is Snezhnaya Korolevva.
Yeah, that's not the same animator, I'm pretty sure, but it's of that school. The Russians were into doing brute force work to make beautifully rotoscoped, realistic animations, very labor-intensive, of unparalleled degree. I really respect that.
Well, I'd like to see
work.
Some of them.
Yeah. You need to have a Russian animation of realism festival, socialist realism, Russian Soviet animation festival. That would be... I would go across the country to see that.
They said it's in the... I'm looking in Wikipedia. The Snow Queen is in the... if you could think of anything else related to that other one, I probably...
No, I'm trying to think... it might have been... I've looked around the Baba Yaga legend. I thought I remembered seeing a scene in the cartoon where there's a...
So it's a Baba Yaga cartoon?
Well, the witch, there's a scene, I think I remember, where there's a witch that lives in this
yes,
log cabin.
A house with legs that walks around.
Rotates around or moves around.
It has legs, right?
Oh, see, now the memory isn't that clear. It's a cartoon memory from about, you know, early...
I don't know the cartoon, but that is the way Baba Yaga supposedly gets around. Her house has legs and it walks or crawls along.
Or a blended memory of another one, but a number of Russian... I wish they kept logs and something for a Channel 2 that I could go back and look and see if they had the name.
Now, was the director... Could the director have been Nikolai Fyodorov?
Could have been. I think he may have been the same guy who did Fisherman and the Fish. And I've looked this up before, but
Rim Natwick.
I've never found any availability for any of these, or the identity of that one. If there was only a place where one could see, YouTube would be nice if they had a comprehensive collection.
Hey, you should get on YouTube and check out Ladislav Starovich. I just now thought of that. Starovich, you know.
A lot of Russian folks that must be putting stuff like that out, too, but particularly since they're relatively freewheeling about copyright.
I'm
going
to do that when I get home. Look up some of his...
I'm going to
one
YouTube
of his was
now.
Called The Devil's Ball. I wonder if that's on YouTube. I'm sure it's in public domain because he did them in the earliest age of the cinema. See if the Devil's Ball... comes up.
The Devil's what?
The Devil's Ball. Do a YouTube search for that. It might be there.
Yeah, I'm writing some DVDs right now. Data. I'm always archiving data.
It's
I'm
hard to do during the show.
That's what I do. During I create and archive O's and ones. But they add up to something pretty.
Well, let's hope so. Rather than something else to plague mankind.
Well, thank you for your insights. And
good luck with that search of yours. You'll find what you're looking for someday. That's
you'll
what it's
find
all
it
about.
I'll let you know if I ever find it out, because it'll be worth sharing, I assure you.
Very well.
Well, good morning, all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
The best to you each morning.
Cornflakes.
I did find something when I... And it's funny, now YouTube is playing.
K-E-L-L-O, double good.
It wasn't doing it earlier, but now this one is playing.
What's playing, my son?
This YouTube... I tried to play something on YouTube earlier and said I had to get a new Flash player.
Well, you see, that's just the sort of thing I'm talking about. It's always trying to sell you or make you get into something strange and doing. Some new download. Yes.
And all you want to do is get in your KPFB Mercedes.
And go
down Highway 5 as fast as you can. Whee!
Some lumpkin. Well.
I want to get in your KPFA Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
Mercedes.
Right in the garage.
I remember her.
Mercedes McCambridge?
Somebody else's Mercedes is always better than not enough.
Mercedes McCambridge, yeah. There you go. Sure.
Okay, yeah, the show's almost over. Come on here. Okay,
we just are counting down the minutes to the end of the show now.
Yeah.
We
can, every
taters never
did listener
good
every
with
listen gathers
the
at the end of the show.
I get in starting block, you know, where I put my feet in it so that I can really get a good,
arms and legs and
right. good start. Now, Eddie, am I supposed to share these other ones with the other guys, or can I just eat all of them myself? Do I actually have to share these, Eddie?
No.
Olives, you say?
Eddie.
Olive.
Do I have to share these with the other guys?
This is radio.
The almond blossoms.
He can't hear me. He doesn't have his headphone on.
And the bees going backwards and forwards.
Oh, darn.
For today,
actually,
we
ate mine.
Naming of parts. Yesterday we had daily cleaning, and tomorrow we shall have what to do after firing. But today we have naming of parts. What do you got there? What you got? Wow.
Planes are on fire. That's the noise
you
hear.
What you got in there? Oh, it's special bread. Yum. Yes, diabetes sucks. What can I say?
Ah, thank you.
So enjoy this delicious stuff that he creates. Well, how about you eat half of it or something, and I can eat a piece of it. or something like that, eh? That would be cool. Thank you. Hmm. And, of course, it's divine.
Man, it works every time for me. Keep recycling them. That's a good thing. These are great.
Hmm.
Did you make this or did I make it? You did? Very good.
Delicious. Especially at this time of day.
So.
And so ends another show.
Ah, yes. It's so good to have something in your stomach when you're getting lightheaded and about to pass out, because that's what happens at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. But we never sound desperate. We don't threaten Wheeler White. We don't say the same thing over and over again. Mm. We like to vary our words. We try to be creative. We never take it personally if there's no calls or if there are calls.
And you'll hear our barbaric war whoop at plenty of other times.
And we always confuse the listeners by asking them to do more than one thing during a plug.
We'd like you to work out some differential calculus in the next few minutes. And, while you're doing that, think of the many wonderful benefits the show has brought to you throughout the years.
Know what Snezhnaya Korolyova means?
Korolsho.
Means Oswald didn't do it.
Fair
because when I did
Q.
that in YouTube, it brought a lot of things back. They don't seem to be related to that cartoon.
Cartoons? Okay, kids, ready
that's
for some more cartoon fun?
Get out of here. Once the cartoons start, we scram.
We do?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Every week, you know when that cartoon starts dancing in front of your eyes? It's time to go get sugar and go.
But we don't have to tonight.
Nope, it came to us.
At least there was a show. Yeah. Other rumors to the contrary.
This stuff's better than that sugar stuff we normally would have gotten. Anyway.
Yes, it is.
There's like a quart or a half a bag of sugar in one of those donuts I get.
Yep.
Not only that, lard and trans fats.
White and powdered everything.
That's why they're so good.
That is true. The thing that that kills you is the thing you love about it. So what happened to Card House Robot tonight?
He's taking dancing lessons.
Dancing? Who does he think he is?
I think we have to go with him.
Oh, really? That kind of dancing? Well, all right then.
That's just the way it is here on the in the new YouTube universe.
In the city of famous music. I see you sent me some other YouTubules, but I haven't managed to pop them open yet. I don't know what you've got.
Oh, okay.
Notice their arrival with a thud in my inbox.
Cheap. Like big steel letters.
Yeah, I'd like someone to steal these.